I want to share with you how I have created my database and how I set it up in such a way that I always can find the context I'm looking for. I've been working on my database for over 20 years. And if you follow up on my advice, you will be very grateful in a couple of years, having your own database with thousands of contacts and easily find the contact you need. Sooner than you think, you will have thousands of contacts in your database. And how are you going to trace a contact if you only write down a name or just a number or just an email address? So before I continue, in terms of software or apps, if you are a Mac user, you can simply use the built-in application address book. If you are on a PC, you can simply use Outlook. It doesn't matter. All these apps are very user-friendly. Just make sure you make backups all the time. So if you're going to file a contact, make sure you cover the six elements I'm going to talk about right now. One, the name of the person. Obvious. Two, what does this person do? If it's a musician, then write down the instrument. If it's a violin player, a drummer, pianist, whatever, a singer. But it can also be, of course, a journalist, a promoter, a fan of your music, a photographer, a graphic designer, a sponsor, or maybe a sound engineer. Just make sure you always label the person. Three, the email address. I'm convinced that email is still by far the best way to contact people and to communicate with people. You can file emails. Emails are not too invasive. People can read them when they want. They can reply when they want. Whereas WhatsApp or any other direct messaging can be a little bit aggressive, invasive. You know the feeling. So use email as much as you can. Another great advantage of having many email addresses is that they will serve you to create newsletters, which are also key for your music career. I will talk about newsletters in the next episodes. Four, in case of a festival, which usually takes place once a year or even every 2 years, find out when the festival takes place and make a note in your agenda when to contact the promoter. You also need to be aware of the general timing of a certain country. For example, if you want to play in a country like Germany, Switzerland, or Austria, they usually start programming 2 years in advance, even the clubs sometimes. But maybe in South America, they will only program 8 months ahead of time. And in any case, make sure you make a note in your agenda when to contact these people. Five, write down the city. The city comes in handy for many reasons. Most of them, of course, are obvious, but there are many less obvious reasons why writing down the city is so important. For example, suppose you're playing in Madrid and all of a sudden your bassist gets a food poisoning and cannot play the gig, and you need to call a sub. Then if you search for bass or bassist and Madrid, all the bassists in Madrid, if any of course, will show up in your search. Or maybe you need a photographer in Buenos Aires or a drummer in Prague. It doesn't matter, but if you write down the city and all the other elements, you will always find the contact you're looking for among thousands of contacts in your database. Six, write down the country. Of course, writing down the country also has many obvious reasons, but let me give you an example here why this is so important. I've been invited to play a couple of concerts in Brazil. Brazil, of course, is very far away from Europe and very costly to get there. And after the tour in Brazil, I still have like a week. And I remembered that this promoter from Argentina once told me, look, if you're going to be in the region, you know, drop me an email. Who knows, we can do something. And I had forgotten the name of this promoter, but then I searched for Argentina. All my contacts pop up, and there was the promoter. I wrote him, and now I'm going playing 3 extra concerts in Argentina. So again, if you add a contact to your database, make sure you add all these 6 elements. And what I strongly recommend you to do, if you have a rainy Sunday afternoon and you don't feel like doing music, go through your contact list, which you have now, and make sure every contact has the 6 elements. Be persistent and you'll be very happy in a couple of years. In the show notes, I'm going to put an example of a contact using these 6 elements. And of course, always feel free to contact me or leave me a voice message on SpeakPipe if you have any questions, requests for topics, or private online sessions. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy my podcast, then please subscribe, give it a rating, and share it with other musicians. I also host another podcast, the Mike Del Ferro Podcast, with travel stories, interviews with wonderful people, and more. You will find it on Spotify and all other podcast platforms, or via my website, mikedelferro.com.